Now, Chad is on the line with a question about snot. Hello, Chad.
Hello. Oftentimes when we have colds or sinusitis, we produce green mucus. I was wondering, do the mucous membranes produce the mucus green, or does it turn green in our sinus cavities?
Yeah, we've all had those really nasty colds where the stuff you're coughing up, and you can almost chew it because it's so thick and horrible, isn't it? And it's a lovely vivid green colour. I actually had a patient who had a very bad pneumonia, and I said, are you coughing anything up? And she said, oh no, and then proceeded to produce this huge blob of literally bright green stuff in front of me, and she really had quite a bad pneumonia. This is actually your body making this stuff. Mucus in health is colourless. And it's produced by little cells called goblet cells, which are in the epithelium, the layer which lines your airways. And this is rich in a protein called mucin. And when they secrete this substance over the surface of your airways, it attracts water from the surroundings and swells up and becomes much more voluminous. Maybe 600 times it swells up by as it gets more water into it. And it's very sticky. And its job is to trap microorganisms, pathogens, bits of dust and debris, that kind of thing. So it's a sort of cleaning thing. But when you get an infection, the infection can be viral or bacterial, and the infection will damage the cells that line the airways. And the damage to the cells is intentional on the part of the pathogens. In the case of viruses, because they want to grow in the cells, and in the course of growing in the cells, they kill them. But in the case of bacteria, the bacteria kill cells, because if they kill the cell, then all of the goodies inside the cell, the raw materials, can be liberated, and the bacteria scavenge them and use them themselves. But in the course of doing that, they create quite intense acute inflammation, and this releases various inflammatory mediators which attract the immune system to the area, including a class of cell called a neutrophil. And these neutrophils have something called a respiratory burst. And what that means is they produce enzymes which produce free radicals of oxygen. And these free radicals of oxygen destroy the bacteria, but in the process they can also kill the white blood cell. But these myeloperoxidase enzymes that make this respiratory burst contain iron as a cofactor. And it's the compounds of iron which are present in various oxidation states that give the mucus its bright green colour. So healthy mucus isn't coloured, but when there's an infection going on and there are lots of white blood cells there which kill themselves with this respiratory burst, then the mucus gets this lovely, vivid green colour. Yum. So that's the answer.